Brian, you have a consent?
Yes, we do. We have one consent item.
The consent item is for Mr. Carlton Harwood, is requesting after the fact authorization to retain a second private pier that is 4 feet wide by 30 feet long, extended from the upland that forms a boat slip. And this is including an attached 4 foot by 12 foot floating jet ski dock, and to retain 92 linear feet of timber sheet piles installed directly on the Chinaward side of the existing bulkhead. And this all serves their property at 2008 Centel Road in the Bay Island subdivision, situated along Long Creek in Virginia Beach. Real briefly, this is a case where the bulkhead and pier were damaged by the Northeaster earlier this year. They actually, through their contractor, submitted paperwork directly to the city to replace that pier and repair the bulkhead. And that paperwork was a few weeks, close to a month, to get into us. However, after they received permission from the city, when they submitted the paperwork to the city, they proceeded to repair the project. Normally, a pier would be authorized by statute from our agency, but in this case, it was a second structure starting from the land that sort of formed a boat slip between that pier that was reconstructed on another pier at the site. So it wasn't exempt, required our permits, and they had not received those prior to beginning construction. However, we could not find any previous permits for that second pier at the project, but the applicant reports it's been there for years, even before they bought the property. And given that circumstance, and given the fact that they had applied to the city and received city permits in this case to proceed, and the fact that the city had a time frame in which they had to get the work done, we feel that in this case that civil charges are not warranted, but we do think a triple permit fee would be appropriate that the applicant has agreed to.
Any questions of Mr. Watkinson? This is a public hearing. Does anyone in the audience pro or con on this matter?
I couldn't understand everything he said.
Could you come forward, sir?
I'm sorry.
Could you come forward, sir?
Sure. I couldn't understand everything he said.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. State your name, please, sir, for the record.
Estes.
Okay.
He's the contractor.
He's the contractor. I think what staff has indicated is you did the best you could with what you had to work with, and they're not recommending any as far as civil charges are concerned, just a triple permit fee. That's all.
Was the triple permit fee, I'd already paid for a permit and had permission to do the job.
Mr. Watkinson?
Well, it's my understanding, in this case, the applicant himself has agreed the property owner to the triple permit fees. And we're not recommending any fees against the contractor in this case.
You're off the hook. Seriously, and they're recommending approval. We'll see what the commission does. Okay, matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to approve item 3A.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Lane. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. It's approved.